Well, welcome again to our thought for the day. Let's pray. Our gracious, loving Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the treasures that it holds, for the teaching that it gives. Open our eyes to it today and teach us and apply it to our hearts for your praise and glory. Amen. With our reading of the letter to Philemon, today we read verses 12 to 14. I am sending him who is my very heart back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favour you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Well, how often do we hear and perhaps even think or say ourselves that the end justifies the means, that if things end well, it doesn't much matter how we get there. But Scripture is very clear that God is concerned both with means and with ends and also with motives. God would have us committed to do the right thing in the right way for the right reason. And today's verses show us that there's absolutely no question that the Apostle Paul both believes that and lives by it. First, in verse 12, we see that godly behaviour is often costly. In sending Onesimus back to Philemon, Paul says it's like sending my very heart. This is no easy or cost-free decision for Paul. There's a wonderful and challenging verse in Psalm 15, where David describes the godly person as the one who keeps his oath even when it hurts. It's easy to do the right thing when it's cost-free for us. But what about when it's truly costly? And of course, the most wondrous example of doing the godly thing at such tremendous cost is our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, in giving his life for the salvation of those who through faith would come to believe and trust in his atoning work. Second, in verses 13 and 14, we see that godly behaviour is selfless. I would have liked, says Paul, but. Brought to mind a verse some of us looked at in our home group last week, where Paul tells the Philippian Christians, each of you should look out not only for your own interests, but also the interests of others. Why? Says Paul, because your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And so once again, it is Christ who presents us with the supreme example of the sanctified life, not counting the personal cost, being utterly selfless. Costly, selfless, and verse 14, we see that godly behaviour is humble and loving. I did not want to do anything, says Paul, without your consent, so that any favour you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Do you see, not only does Paul want to act in a godly, Christ-like way, he wants to do all he can to enable Philemon to be godly and Christ-like too. And that's why Paul makes his appeal for Onesimus based on love, not what you could call apostolic muscle. You do this because I'm an apostle and you're not. Costly, selfless, humble and loving. That's the Christ-like way, and it should be ours too. Let's pray. May the mind of Christ, my Saviour, live in me from day to day, by his love and power controlling all I do and say. May the love of Jesus fill me as the waters fill the sea, him exalting, self abasing. This is victory. Amen.